Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And the past 3 or 4 weeks have seen a lot of activity in the arable parts of our MFR patch, with the vast majority of spring barley now being in the ground, and some of the earlier sown crops looking good. Yesterday we were on a brief tour of the Black Isle and Eastern Ross, and not only were the drills out finishing the last fields off, but the winter crops were looking in remarkably good shape given the winter weather that we've had this time. Now, you may remember our coverage of the pigs crisis a few weeks ago when we reported farmers losing up to £25 a pig for every animal that left the farm. Well, today we're catching up with Dennis Bridgeford from Petley Hybrids again to see what, if anything, has changed with the price that he's getting for his pigs.
I suppose it would be churlish to say that the price hasn't increased slightly, but it is very marginal. A couple of pence a kilo, maybe three if I was being really honest, but it's still pretty dire.
Is it? And yep. Feed costs, what are they doing?
Wheat is offering to rise, if anything. Soybean, thankfully, has peaked in a huge supply of it. It's a case of getting the stuff from South America into the European marketplace.
So what's the outlook? Where are we going?
Numbers are beginning to dry up. As we predicted, we knew that the winter was particularly hard for outdoor units, and that has manifested itself in lower numbers coming through. But we're still not out of the wood yet by any stretch of the imagination.
And what about this imported stuff? What's happening on that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of truths, half-truths and lies. You know, we're seeing French product coming in, seemingly and supposedly coming from welfare-conscious systems like we have in this country. I think there's a fair bit of the bending of the truth going on.
And is there still as much product coming from abroad, do you think, Dennis?
Probably has dried up a bit, because especially Dutch product, they've have the same problems as we have, lack of profitability. So the producers going out over there, Southern Ireland in particular, is Armageddon. You know, they're going out there in their droves. The whole thing is in a serious crisis. And I'm afraid some of the retail trade, well, they're standing back and watching the pig industry disintegrate.
It's looking like there'll be loads more going out of business then.
Oh, I would say it's almost inevitable. We're seeing units already. We've seen some fairly big players going out, and the big press magazines are full of displenished sales in England, and I can't see anything at the moment that's going to stop that.
So things looking no better at all for our pigmen in the immediate future. And Dennis went on to tell me that he can't see where or when it will all end. And on that note, I'll leave you for today, but I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.